Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, we just talked about some very good economic news, and that does not erase the fact that a lot of people have lost jobs in this economy, especially in the state of Michigan. And what happens if your employer goes bankrupt? What do you do? I want to welcome in human relations consultant and author Gene Tobin, and we're going to talk about that and much, much more. Hello, Gene. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jack. Thank you.
Now, you are speaking to us from Canton, Michigan, correct?
That's right.
All right. Let's talk about the book, first of all. Help, my company's going out of business. What do I do now? What made you write that?
Well, having the wonderful experience of going through bankruptcy twice, one with a nonprofit and another time with an automotive supplier.
What did you learn?
Oh, I learned lots.
Lessons you wish you hadn't had, right?
There were so many common misperceptions about bankruptcy. Employees frequently think, well, it's just about the loss of the job, but there's lots of hidden expenses that aren't aware of what could happen when their company goes out of business.
All right, let's start with some of these things that I think most people eventually have to come to grips with. A lot of people who work for a corporation have a credit card, and they do business with that, and expenses, et cetera. Has that tied your personal credit rating, and what happens when you lose it?
Oh, it's definitely tied with your personal credit rating. Oh, my gosh, you have to really be vigilant about that issue. I think most employees, you know, when they come on board and they think, they're all excited about this great job, and I got this corporate credit card, take care of mommy expenses. And when the time comes with all these expenses, and you're using, before you sign, get this credit card, you sign off on it that you have a good credit rating, and also that you'll be responsible for any expenses incurred. And what happens when the company goes out of business?
All right, what about medical bills? Obviously, if you're going to have procedures and you are laid off or your employer goes bankrupt, there goes that idea. But what about outstanding medical bills that haven't been paid yet?
Outstanding medical bills? Oh, not a very pretty situation. Hopefully you have a spouse, hopefully you're married, and you have a spouse who has medical insurance. So in case your medical insurance has lapsed, you can use theirs. And just because you don't want that 60-day window of no insurance, you know, pre-existing condition. And this is a time that you would want to get insurance in the meantime to take care of those, make sure if you expect any large expenses like a baby or, who knows, you know, major surgery or whatever, you would want to make sure you carry your insurance a little bit further ahead.
All right. Let's talk about a worst-case scenario here. Or an almost worst-case scenario. Let's say you have a heart attack on the job. And 1 week later, before your employer could have paid the bills, before you're even out of the hospital, employer files for bankruptcy. What happens to those medical bills?
Hopefully your employer paid the medical insurance premium.
Okay.
But don't count on it.
Yeah, and if the employer had not because of not being able to make payroll, et cetera, and something had to give and they gambled on that, then you're out of luck?
I would say it's kind of out of luck. That's why you would want to make sure you have, if you have a spouse, that they have medical insurance that you could get their benefits and go back to the last day you had medical insurance, provided it wasn't too far back, because the other insurance carrier will pick you up.
All right, let's talk about pensions for those employees lucky enough to have one. 401Ks, you paid into that. What happens to that money, and are you guaranteed to get it?
Yes, you should be getting your 401K. Your assets can be frozen from at least 6 months to maybe a year and a half. Everything has to be settled with those mutual funds that you invested in that through your
But it's your money, and you could sit there for up to 18 months and not have access to it?
You got it. Yes, that's exactly what could happen. It's just the way the trustees need to settle all the accounts with all the mutual funds and, you know, have everything settled out, and the assets are frozen. So I would suggest, if you know this is going to happen, make sure you've got your money in one fund or a fund that you think is going to not going to be a problem for about a year or a year and a half.
All right. What about pensions? A lot of people expect pensions. They figure that that is part of their retirement, along with 401k money and Social Security.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, which is a federal organization, with, you know, it's the federal government, is supposed to underwrite all that. But guess what? They don't have enough funds to underwrite everybody's pensions. So don't expect it. You may end up with a much reduced pension than you expected. I mean, that's what's happened to some people.
Well, how does that work? They say you're entitled to this much, but we only have this much in the coffers, so you have to take less?
That's exactly it. That you've got it. That's exactly what's going on.
All right. What about legal remedies here? I suppose it's tough to sue an employer that's no longer in business, but can you sue assets? Can you sue other holdings?
Good question. Well, Chapter 7 means they've liquidated everything and liquidated all the assets, and they're going to pay off creditors. And if the IRS hasn't been paid, they're going to probably be paid first. So they'll be coming looking for their money. Chapter 11, it's about a way of reorganizing their assets. And there may be some money left, but it's tough to call.
Gene Tobin, human relations consultant and author of Help, My Company is Going Out of Business, What Do I Do Now? Gene, when I talk with you this afternoon, you seem to be a very cheery person. You're not really making me feel very good with all this information.
Well, I feel I may be cheery, but the thing is, you have to be happy whether things are going your way or not. But my book is remedies on some, you know, and solutions about some of these issues.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute. Being proactive, how do you prevent some of these problems? If you are looking ahead, can you eliminate some of them?
A lot of them you can, but some may be very, very difficult.
Okay,
I mean that's would be the worst case scenario. But let's say the 401k, you like I said, you better start looking at those assets. Where are your assets and what are they doing? Is it in a very aggressive fund, and what's going to happen the next year? I mean, we all realize that things are not going so well, and start looking at whatever your anybody who's a financial advisor could tell you. Say, hey, what should I put my money in if I have to have it frozen for the next year or year and a half? But if you're one of those people who's lucky enough to leave the company before it goes out of business,
right,
you could take that assets, you know, take your 401k with you and roll it over and take it somewhere else. And that way it's not frozen. And make sure you do it before it becomes frozen.
Don't be the last one to turn out the lights. That's what you're telling us, right?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
All right. I want to give our listeners an idea of some of the things in the book. We have about a minute left. Can you quickly give us one horror story or one story, a success story, of someone who did it right?
Okay. One horror story. I think I could give you the horror story.
Okay. We have about 50 seconds.
Okay. The person had a corporate credit card, left the business in April. Company went out of business December. Collections agency called him in April. The credit card was being used after he left the company. And so the collection agency went after him.
Being used by whom?
Other employees. By other employees. He gave it to the right person, but the right person didn't take care of it like they were supposed to.
Knowing that, I would give it back to the boss or my employer, but I'd give it to him cut up into about 16 pieces. What are they going to do, fire me? They've already done that.
Well, I would do more than that. I would send a letter to the credit card company to say, listen, here's my letter of resignation. Here's what happened. You know, my company's out of business or whatever it is, and say, this is what is going on. So you will no longer be responsible. You don't want to leave it in the hands of your employer. And I'm it sounds terrible coming from human resources to say that. But
traitor.
Yes, I know. It's terrible. But by the same token, HR and some people, senior management or management, they may be under so much stress that they don't have time to take care of everything.
All right. Look for the book, Help, My Company is Going Out of Business, What Do I Do Now? By Gene Tobin. Thanks so much, Gene.
You're very welcome.
All right.